court rulings limiting the statute of limitations on slavery's benefits to Ivy League schools now makes possible open discussion of slavery.
Universities can take this on without the fear that the next day they're going to hit by a lawsuit.
That's Stanford University history professor James Campbell, one of a number of academics Friday at a Harvard conference, acknowledging the college's links to slavery.
In investigating the boundaries of moral imagination of people in the past, that's an invitation to investigate the moral and political boundaries of your own imagination in the present. That's what these things are for.
Many schools benefited in 1838 to pay a debt. The Jesuits who ran Georgetown University in Washington sold 72 people for about $115,000. In Boston, Bill Marcus, Fox News.